With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker, on again, off again for SNAP recipients following a pair of legal rulings and now partial payments.
Two federal judges ruled last week that the government was required to keep the program running, but both rulings gave the administration leeway to either pay for the program entirely or partially. The process of loading SNAP cards, which involves steps by state and federal government agencies and vendors, can take up to 2 weeks in some states. The average monthly benefit is usually about $190 per person. That amount will now be reduced. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Americans heading to the polls Tuesday, and while it is an off-year election, the stakes are very high in some states, including Virginia, where residents will be casting ballots in races for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and the House of Delegates. But fewer Virginians tend to vote in state elections, and pro-family leaders are urging value voters to not sit this one out.
The ideological divide is vast on parents' rights, mixing sexes in school locker rooms and sports, assisted suicide, and much more. The Family Foundation's Victoria Cobb says the past reveals the future.
If leftists win in November, 2026 and 2027 will be even worse. They have a track record. We've seen what they will do when they obtain power. Were it not for the governor's veto pen, their insane ideas that they would have had enacted today would be horrifying.
The current governor could not run for re-election. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Red Cross says Israel returning the bodies of 45 Palestinians one day after militants returned the remains of three Israeli soldiers exchanged part of the U.S. brokered ceasefire deal. This is SRN News. Evangelical group is planning to celebrate America's birthday with the Holy Bible.
The country turns 250 years old in 2026, and Christians Engaged wants to remind the nation where it got its founding principles from. In April, the ministry will host a week-long event in Washington, D.C., during which national leaders will read from the Bible. The White House Faith Office is involved, along with organizations such as Turning Point USA, Samaritan's Purse, and Prison Fellowship. The reading will take place at the Museum of the Bible. Michael Harrington reporting.
A network of abortion clinics in Maine shutting down because the Trump administration's cuts to abortion providers. Maine Family Planning operates 18 clinics and receives about $1.9 million in Medicaid reimbursements per year. The network fought the halting of Medicaid dollars in federal court, but it suffered a setback in August. This is SRN News. Well, Britain's antitrust watchdog intensifying its probe into Getty Images' plan to purchase Shutterstock. Bob Agnew explains.
The $3.7 billion deal would create a visual content giant. On Monday, the Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, announced an in-depth merger investigation. The preliminary inquiry raised questions about higher prices and the possibility of lower quality images. The deal was announced in January amid rising competition from AI-generated images. Bob Agnew reporting.
OpenAI and Amazon signing a $38 billion deal to run OpenAI systems on Amazon's cloud services. OpenAI will access hundreds of thousands of NVIDIA's AI chips through Amazon Web Services. That deal was announced Monday, just days after OpenAI changed its partnership with Microsoft. More details at srnnews.com.